Nolte, Charlottesville Mayor Nakuya Walker compares her Democrat-run city to rapist. By John Nolte on March 26, 2021. Charlottesville, Virginia, Mayor Nakuya Walker published a poem Wednesday comparing her own city to a rapist. Before we go any further, let me point out one very important fact. Charlottesville has been run exclusively by Democrats and extreme leftists like Walker, who is officially listed as an independent, for more than 40 years. Walker is so far to the left, she won the endorsement of the Democratic Socialists of America. Charlottesville has not had a Republican mayor in over 40 years. Leftists have been exclusively in charge of Charlottesville for more than 40 years. So, if Charlottesville is a rapist, who created and nurtured and raised this rapist? But that's what the elected mayor of this city believes, that her own city is a rapist. She said so in a poem. Here are some excerpts. Charlottesville, the beautiful ugly it is. It rapes you, comforts you in its cum-stained sheet and tells you to keep its secrets, it covers your death with its good intentions. White people say that it is a place where gentrification started with the election of a black woman in 2017 and because of white power. A lie becomes hashtag facts. Charlottesville is devoid of a moral compass. Charlottesville rapes you of your breaths. It suffocates you of your hopes and dreams. Charlottesville is anchored in white supremacy and rooted in racism. Charlottesville rapes you and covers you in sullied sheets. She initially posted the full poem to her Facebook page late Wednesday night. But then the fascists at Facebook took it down for violating community standards, which should not have happened, and then Facebook apparently backed off. To defend her poem, on Facebook she wrote things like, "Never force anything. Just let it be. If it's meant to be, it will be, and my art doesn't understand you either. Believe me, lady, I understand your art entirely." Comparing your own city to a rapist is not exactly subtle. As of now, her Facebook page looks to be scrubbed of all references to the poem. Her Twitter excerpts are still posted. I'm posting screenshots in case she removes them. Here's the full poem. Charlottesville, the beautiful ugly it is. It lynched you, hung the noose at City Hall and pressed the souvenir that was once your finger against its lips. It covers your death with its good intentions. It is a place where white women with black kids collect signature for a white man who questions whether a black woman understands white supremacy. It is destructively world class. White people say that it is a place where gentrification started with the election of a black woman in 2017 and because of white power, a lie becomes hashtag facts. Its daily practice is that of separating you from your soul. Charlottesville is void of a moral compass. It's as if good old Thomas Jefferson is still cleverly using his whip to whip the current inhabitants into submissiveness. Charlottesville rapes you of your breaths. It suffocates your hopes and dreams. It liberates you by conveniently redefining liberation. It progressively chants while it conservatively acts. Charlottesville is anchored in white supremacy and rooted in racism. Charlottesville rapes you and covers you in sullied sheets. The motive behind all this might be a scandal the mayor has found herself in. She's under investigation by the city council, the same city council that voted to make her mayor, for misusing taxpayer money. She gave gift cards to people who spoke at her events about racial equity. How does a population become so broken it votes for a city council that would vote to make someone mayor who compares the city she's in charge of to a rapist? How do the people of a city become so stupid they end up with a mayor who so hates the very city she's in charge of, she compares it to, of all things, a rapist? There was a time when I had a lot of sympathy for people stuck in these shithole Democrat-run cities. And that's because I've lived in a few myself, but over and over and over again the voters of these cities prove that this is how they want to live, how they choose to live. Hey, enjoy it. But have you noticed how it's the very same people who vote for lunatics like Walker who smear Trump voters as violent and racist and anti-environment? And yet, out where we Trump voters' lives, out here in rural America, our air is clean, our water is clean, there are no mass shootings, no hate crimes, and although we all own guns, there's no gun violence crisis. We live together in safety and brotherhood. The people of Charlottesville deserve Nakuya Walker. They got exactly what they voted for, and they deserve her. Good luck improving your quality life with a mayor who so hates your city she sees it as a rapist. Idiots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.